have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Merry Christmas to all from the Elation family. This is Kimmy Kim. The word says in Isaiah 9:6, "For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Jesus is truly the reason for the season. Please get to know him. And this is All With Love from Kimmy Kim. Merry Christmas. And spend time with your family. With love from Elation Family.
As we celebrate Christmas all over the world, we've come with a simple reminder. Don't forget Jesus, the Savior of the world. Let's sing it, friends.
Don't forget about Jesus.
Don't forget about Jesus.
He was born to save us all. Radio. This Minister Cedric on Relentless Pursuit. Sister Kimmy, thank you for welcoming us back. Everybody give yourselves a hand clap. Yes. Oh, well, we are approaching that season. We are approaching that season right now that we call Christmas. Yes, everybody, Christmas. The way we celebrate the birth of Christ. We celebrate God's great gift to us. It seems like it's been a long time. I have been able to travel. God has seen me on my travels safely. It's brought me back safely. And tonight, you know, this is basically, we have one more Friday till Christmas for everybody. So it's this Friday, next Friday, and it's Saturday. We got Christmas coming right on our door. So I wanted to welcome everybody back. Wanted to say, Sister Kimmy, thank you for all your support, all your love. Thank you to my brother Jason for being back. But tonight, we want to talk a little bit about Christmas. Now, I put in a lot of thought about tonight's show, but at the same time, I've had a number of life-changing events happen to me. And it's just been crazy. So today is Friday, December 17th. And I tell you, life has been moving 100 miles an hour for me today. Actually, since September for me. But before I get all into the personal stuff, I want to bring on my partner in crime. He'll be co-hosting with me tonight. Jason, I wanted to go ahead and bring him on right now. Jason, you on with us, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
You're a little low, but I can hear you. Welcome aboard. Man, how have you been? You know, we get all the preliminaries out of the way. How you been? Okay, Jason, you still there? Okay, when you come on back in, I'm supposing he is doing quite well. Well, tonight, I want to talk a little bit about Christmas. I was having a very deep discussion with a good friend of mine a few weeks ago. And I have my views of Christmas. I know what the Bible says. I know what my Christian life, and I know how my church celebrates Christmas. I know I've been raised to celebrate Christmas. But I have some frustration, or I had some at that point, about the way we celebrate Christmas. And, you know, Jason, you made it back?
Yeah, I'm here, sir. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you just fine, brother. I can hear you just fine.
Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
I have some things like Christmas. You know, as Christians, we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Christmas to honor God giving us or sending to us Jesus, you know, being born in the flesh. We celebrate his birth. But we also, man, what Christmas does for, that's just me in my own little world, words here, but also Christmas teaches us about the most important fruit of the Spirit, which is love. It teaches us to love one another. So I wanted to kind of just talk about that a little bit tonight, Jason. And you know, because I don't know how to have a discussion about Christmas without having a discussion about Christ. no matter if I'm talking to atheists, people of the Jewish faith, you know, it doesn't matter what faith you are. I don't know how to talk about Christians without talking about Jesus. And the funny thing is, I think Christmas being what it is, it's been in my face the whole time. So I wanted to talk about a little bit about Christmas. Jason, what does Christmas mean to you?
For me, you know, I will tell you what Christmas signifies and what it means is it's about giving, right? You know, we celebrate the birth of Christ, and with that, I know for me, it just reminds me of the incredible gift that God gave us, right? His only begotten Son, he gave to the world, and not just gave to the world, knowing he gave to the world knowing how it was going to end, right? What was going to happen to his son? You know, it's easy to say, "Hey, son, go over there and take care of that." But would you be willing to send your son someplace you know that will ultimately going to be his own demise, and not just a peaceful demise, but a violent, you know, painful demise. But that just shows how much God loves us. And for me, when we talk about Christmas, it's really about giving, right? It's about God loving us so much that he gave us Christ. And then Christ loving us, loving God so much that he gave what he gave, you know, and his birth was the start of a giving that continues to today. And so when I think about Christmas, that's the biggest thing I think about.
Yeah, see, that's kind of where I go. Cause, man, you know, one of the things I like to teach. Well, when my kids were growing up, we taught them that it's about the birth of Christ. It's about the birth of Jesus. And you know, I don't want to make light of this, but you know, I always told my kids Jesus was born to Mary, right? And Mary was a virgin, right? And Joseph was, I basically say it was her husband, but we know she was betrothed to him. She was going to be his wife, but I say that, and I tell him a little bit about Joseph. You know, Jesus was, he was a carpenter in Nazareth, and then I go in and I say, I talk to them about, I say that like this. I say, Mary was a virgin, and you know, little kids don't know what that means, but before Jesus was born, an angel came to Mary, and the angel told Mary that she would give birth to a baby boy, right? And then I tell them that, you know, this baby boy, they told her to name him Jesus. And then I tell them about, I go into Matthew, and I say Jesus was born in Bethlehem because Joseph and Mary, they were ordered to go there. And the funny thing is, you know, as I go through the story about how Jesus was born and that, you know, they went to the inn, you know, the traditional story that you see on TV, we go through the whole story. We talk about them not being able to find a place, a room available in the inn, and Jesus was born in a manger. Right, well, in the stable, and then in the manger. You know, I go through all of that. But then when I meet some people, and when you get through and you talk about the wise men and then the shepherds, and like, how did the shepherds know Jesus was born? They were sent by an angel. Then you talk about the wise men. They brought the gifts, the frankincense and myrrh. And then now we have the whole nativity scene. But check this out. Here's the thing about Christmas that I really like, and I think it's a thing that we miss. Because of my discussions with people who are not of the Christian faith, who don't see Christmas the way I do, the part we miss is the part you talked about. It's love. The one thing about Christmas is love. It actually causes us to step outside of our own selves. It causes us to think of other people more than we do ourselves. Isn't that something?
I was going to say, I think that when you talk about Christmas, you talk about selflessness, and you said earlier during the intro that you can't talk about Christmas without taking out Christ. And the more I think about it, and the more I read articles, just read a really good article about Christmas, the more right we become, right? Because if you think about what happens during that time, it's one of the few times of a year that people are living selflessly. They're not thinking about their wants, their desires, what they're trying to get. They're really thinking about the other person, and that's one of the greatest acts of love when you die to yourself to put someone else before you.
See, and that's what I'm talking about, because you know the things we have to be thankful for right now. You know, I mean, the most remarkable thing happened to me, like my daughter had a baby, and this little guy, he's now 3 months old, and I've been to Texas twice, once for his birth, the other for her graduation, but to see him grow, and there is a love there that I think people don't, I've been told up until the birth of my grandson, I was told that is the greatest love. It's like having your own kids, but it's different. And that love you feel, you think you love your kids, but you wait till you have a grandkid. And honestly, the way I look at it, it's like this. It's like, I love my daughter. Oh, man, I love my daughter. But now there's another piece of my daughter to love. So it draws on me even more, and it's so strange. And her husband, you know, never thought I would welcome, you know, a mate to one of my daughters into the family, but, you know, it has spread it over. So how does that compare to Christmas? How does that go into what we're talking about? It's that this season that we're in right now, we should listen. I often advocate against giving gifts, right? I'm not a big gift giver, but I tell you what, the gift that God has given me, and the gift that we should all be giving one another before we go and break the bank, is love. We should welcome each other in. I like to say this, Jason, tell me if I'm wrong. Christmas is a time, the best time of the year to mend broken relationships. Think about that. The best time of the year to mend broken relationships. It's one of our holiday seasons.
Yeah, but I think that goes with the whole spirit of Christmas, because a lot of times those broken relationships, the focus is what you did to me. I'm thinking about my hurt, my pain, you know, your activity, how you made me feel. It's very self-centered and self-focused, where when we get in that spirit of Christmas and we're thinking about giving the others, we're really actually not thinking about ourselves anymore. So now, you know, you have this person who did cause the hurt, who did cause the pain, but your whole perspective has shifted because you're no longer thinking about yourself. You're thinking about what I can do for others. And it just has a natural ability to soften the heart, you know. So when you see some of these Christmas stories about reconciliation of broken relationships, you start to understand really Christmas and what it's about, at least, you know, from my perspective, the whole selflessness of about giving, you realize, well, that just come hand in hand, you know, because like I said, I think the more we talk about it, the more I study it, the more I read about it, you can't have Christmas without Christ. You may never say the name Jesus at all during Christmas, but when you take the action of giving and being selfless and putting others in front of you, you may not say the name Jesus, but you show acting like him.
See, and that's the thing that gets me, because Christmas in America has gone from, and I'm telling you, a good friend of mine, we almost like went there. We was like talking. It was a very stern conversation, one in which I decided I'm going to take back and I'm going to listen, because, and I'll tell you what I said to him. I said, yeah, the way we celebrate Christmas today, though, it's a very secular way of celebrating Christmas. It's based on, you know, some pagan things that went on. And then he kind of fell off the deep end. He's a pastor. He fell off the deep end, and he started talking about, well, my knowledge of Christmas is more than a Google search. I was like, wow, okay, so now we're going to be slighting each other. Okay, but I didn't say anything. But the point I'm trying to make is, is that Christmas is a Christian holiday. I'm sorry. I don't care who fusses with me about it. It is. But think about this. If the secular world wants to participate in burying the hatchet and loving one another unconditionally, even if just for 1 month out of the year or 1 day out of the year, you know, my thing is, then do that. And you know what? Here's the beautiful thing I see. We can always, at that point, they become open to learning, or not all the time, but some people become more open to hearing more about Christ. It's not just about you beating me over here, you're a Bible thumper. And that's what Christmas brings into my life right now. I mean, there are some people that I'm able to talk to today during the month of December, or there are some people that I have talked to that I haven't been able to talk to before. Why? Because this season of love, this season of giving, you know what I'm saying? This season of selflessness. And I draw back to Luke chapter 2, where it says, for unto you is born this day in this city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You know what, Jesus, he can still save people who don't know him. He can still save people who deny him. He can still, why? Because he can change the hearts and minds of people. If Saul can be changed, right, a persecutor of Christians, then we can all be changed. So that's why I love this season of Christmas. You know, I like talking about Christmas from that standpoint, because I'm learning now. I'm a little bit older, and I'm learning now that it is a biblical a holiday. It's based on the Bible.
And I think with Christmas, kind of to your point, you know, when we talk about, you know, what we're really talking about, we shake it all down. We talk about a soft heart, right? We talk about a heart that's now set to receive things that it wasn't set to receive before, because it's no longer focused on the self. You know, when you talk about the reconciliation between broken relationships, and then you talk about people coming to know Christ themselves and being more open to it, that's the softening of the heart that comes when you're not living selfishly, right? So even in this, as I prepare for this show this week, and even today, I'm learning more about Christmas and what it really means. And I used to have a bad taste, like always spend too much money in Christmas. We made it too commercial. And we did this and we did that. But when you strip all that stuff away and you go down to it and you look at it, you know, what you see is it's a situation where I'm giving. It's a situation where I'm putting other people first and I'm giving. And I'm not thinking about myself. And that action and activity is a softening of the heart, which then allows Christ to do so many things in the lives of people, you know, whether they know him or not.
Yes, and that's what I'm talking about. Like it says, glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace, goodwill toward men. Man, think about that. Peace, goodwill towards men. You know, let us come together. You know, let us love one another. Because I'm telling you, again, I know I'm not doing the traditional talk about the nativity scene. I'm not doing the traditional talk about the birth of Christ. But the thing is, what it allowed for them to do, even if you think about the nativity scene, there were people who had the opportunity to show love, to show that goodwill, right? The innkeepers, you know, the wise men, the shepherds, you know, to show their goodwill and to be obedient to God. And I think that's the time. Right now we live in a world that's filled with such vitriol, such hate, such anger. I find myself being frustrated. And I admit, Jason, I had to pray every day, because there's some thoughts that come into my head. And sometimes the words actually come out of my mouth. And I get frustrated that we are so anti-this or anti-that. And tonight, as we were coming on, and I appreciate you kind of changing up with me on the show, I learned today that one of the owners of a business that I work for has been hospitalized, and he's an anti-vaxxer. We've had deep discussions about the vaccine and this, that, and the other, and his thought was, well, you know, my wife says that when people take this vaccine, they're going to start dying and this, that, and the other. And now he's very sick and he's in the hospital. And I found myself, this is a trip, Jason. I found myself being very angry with him because the first thought that entered my mind is, we talked about this. This is very selfish of you. He was quoting to me, giving me all these excuses for not being vaccinated. And this is a guy who's in his 60s. He's like 64, 67, something like that. But he's in mid to late 60s. He has children. He has grandchildren. He has a wife. And he has, his parents are still alive, right? And they depend on him. And then you own a company and the employees depend on you. And I found myself being angry because I felt like he was being very selfish. But you know what? God can fix that too. Why? Because for some reason, after a while, I know why, because I did pray about it, about my own actions. I felt compelled to ask God to forgive me for the thoughts that I had and really to bless him. And prayerfully, he comes out of this. But this is that time of year that we have, here it is, we have love in abundance, because that's all we're really talking about. We're going out, we're buying gifts. Most of us don't buy gifts for people we don't care about. We don't put thought into those gifts for people we don't care about. We start to care. We go visit family. Man, I'm trying to figure out a way to get back to Texas, right? Next week, I just came back to Kentucky. You know, and this season, for me, it just does it. I mean, there's so much love in the air. When I was in the airport flying back to Kentucky the other day, I think I flew back Thursday, Wednesday, I don't know, one of them days, Wednesday or Thursday, I flew back. I had so much patience. I went to a store to buy a gift for a couple of friends of mine, because when I come back, I try to get them a gift. And I was like, okay, I'm going to give them Christmas presents this year. And the first shop I went into, Jason, it was so funny. The lady was so rude to me. She looked at me like, well, you could go next door. I'm like, I'm looking for such and such. But you could just go next door. Like, she didn't even want to serve me. Crazy, right? I go to the store next door, find everything I want. Here's the crazy thing, Jason. Find everything I want next door. I'm not even upset with the other lady. And it's like 75% off. That's crazy, right? And I kind of smile. And so I leave out. And I go to another store, and then I come back. Now I'm waiting for my plane. Well, on my way back, the store where I bought all my merchandise is closed. I don't know what happened to that lady, but all the lights were turned off. The cage was pulled down. The store was completely closed. And that was the nicest lady in that store. She was so nice to me. And I felt welcome in her store, so I was compelled. Even if the stuff hadn't been on sale, I was going to buy it because she was so nice to me. But I'm just saying that this time of year, in Christmas, there are going to be these moments that we have in our lives, just a moment where we're going to receive some kindness, and we don't even know where it comes from. And we just know this person or these people are super kind to us. And I think that's the season. You know, we always say Jesus is the reason for the season. I believe that, right? I believe that wholeheartedly. But I also believe that love, the season comes so that we can show love to one another. And it's just been, for me so far, the month of December has just been awesome. Even though I'm praying for the business owner, I'm praying for him, I'm praying for his family. My heart is heavy, and it goes out to the family. But I'm praying for it because I know that this, the best thing I can do is to pray for the family and love the family. And that's the beautiful thing for me, because I just believe that's the Christmas spirit. That's what it's about. And it's about inviting God into our lives. Even when people don't believe in God, when they usher in love and they give out love and they show love to other people, come on now, that's what it's about. And then also, Jason, I'm going to ask you this. Do you ever just pray for something around Christmas time? Is that the one thing that you pray for? Or are there many things that you pray for? And then you see them come to fruition. What's the one thing that you're praying for right now?
to your point, you know, it's about reconciliation. And prior to this conversation, I would tell you, no, I never prayed differently for Christmas. I would every other day. But I love what you're saying. And I think, you know, when we really take a step back, this season creates an atmosphere that allows God to move in so many areas and so many lives. And it goes back to what I said, because now we're not thinking selfishly, because we're taking selflessly, we're thinking about others, we're thinking about what can I do, what present can I get, you know, how do I show love for this person, how do I express this love I have. I think the softening of the heart creates an environment that allows God to move and shape in ways that normally is not there, right? So, you know, when we talk about the Christmas, the environment around Christmas, you're really talking about, like I said, the softening of the heart that allow God to move.
Yeah.
And to your point, you know, you hear it all the time. You've been in church long enough, the CEO, the Christmas Easter owner, right, and that crowd. And you know when you go to church on Christmas, a lot of folks turning out. But,
yeah.
You know, instead of, I know a lot of people get frustrated, like, oh, they're just going to show up 2 times a year. But now I get excited. I'm like, man, look what God has done, not just in the lives of these people, but in the environment that brings these people here. And as a Christian, that's what we want. We want God's will on earth. And if there's a season in life, and no matter what you may think about it, no matter how much it may be commercialized or, you know, you may call it capitalist propaganda, you can call it whatever you want. All I know is my God can use any circumstance and situation for his goodwill to come through. And as a Christian, I welcome those circumstances and situations. You can put whatever worldly label you want on it. I know that God can move in it. And when you talk about this Christmas season, no matter what your thoughts are, from a, you know, I think it's too commercialized, I think it's a capitalist propaganda, whatever you think about it, at the end of the day, you're talking about people doing what, looking a little bit more like Christ than they did any time of year, thinking about others, thinking about, you know, the sacrifice, the selflessness, and
yeah.
That's something that Christ does. So these people who may say, well, I'm not Christian, and, you know, I don't think Christmas should be a Christian holiday, and, you know, you hate to remind them, man, what you're doing right now looks like you look more like Jesus than not, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it is funny because I think about, you know, I think about growing up as a kid. That you got anything special from your childhood that you may have done as a family, that your mom, your sister, uncles, you know, that y'all may have done? Because I think of my childhood. I tell you something. I think of, check this out. This is gonna sound funny, but during the school year, y'all know, back in the day, I went to school in the 70s and 80s. We would have stuff going on at school. I'd say, Mama, I need $10 or $5 for this at school. My mom would say, well, I ain't got no $5. You can't do it. Right? All year long, she said that. But right around December, well, right around Thanksgiving, it started to be, well, baby, we'll see what we can do. Then in December, I guess because we only went to school in December in a couple of weeks, but in December it was, well, let's just see. Let's just see what we can do. Everything started changing. The closer we got to Christmas, the softer their hearts became. As a matter of fact, the softer the rejection. I'm gonna say it like that. You know, I still didn't get everything I wanted, but it was a lot easier to stomach in December because they were so nice about it, and they would always offer us an alternative. And the thing was, and another thing I learned about Christmas, again, the Christmas spirit, it's alive and well today. A lot of us may not think, or we may not see it, we may not think we see it, but it's alive and well, because my mom would make sure that we understood the meaning of Christmas. It wasn't the gift, it was about love. And how do you show love to somebody you don't know? You do it through kindness, whether it's just a spoken word. How many of us walk down the street right now and we pass by people and we're more compelled to say Merry Christmas, or even if some people, they just say happy holidays, we're more apt to speak and be hospitable to one another than any other time of the year, except New Year's, New Year's scare people, but because, you know, they are, some people are inebriated, just having a good time. But at Christmas time, we want to speak. We just feel compelled to speak. Why is that so? I believe it's because we are all praying. We are all on one accord with one thing, and that is love. You know, a lot of us may not say it's God's love, but that is, there is love is in the air, and I love that. I love that. I don't want to forget that, that again, Christmas, it says in Isaiah chapter 9, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the here it is, take it out, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I don't want us to forget the reason for the season. Yes, it is Jesus. Don't get it twisted, but I want us to look at it. Let's look at those nuances. Let's look at those little subtle things that we don't see all the time. But we see people who may not believe in our God, Jesus Christ. They may not profess Christ, but they display, just like you just said, Jason, they display some of his, one of the fruits of the Spirit. And that is love. And I love that about this time of year. I absolutely love that. I'm sorry. I know people get upset, but I love that. As a matter of fact, I'm even okay with some people giving gifts, going out of their way, spending more money than they have. Now, I don't recommend that, but I'm okay with that. I like to give gifts, but I want to give a gift from the heart. And after showing you or demonstrating to you the love that I have for you, because I'm more apt to talk to people, right? I'm more apt to spread the gospel to people, then I can give you a physical gift. Or I can go down to the soup kitchen. I've done this a few times with a friend of mine. Their family goes down and they feed the homeless. And it just feels good to say Merry Christmas. It just feels good to say I love you and God loves you. It feels good to sit with someone and know that their experience is not, you know, this, you know, it may not be a good experience, but they have an experience. In other words, they have life. They are human beings. It feels good. And that's what I'm trying to say. It feels good to go out and treat people like they're human beings. And like, and to your point, Jason, we should do it all the time. This should be a way of life for us. And I mean, why do you think we can't do it yearly, not just one day? Why do you think we just can't just do it all the time? Why is it so hard?
Well, you know, I mean, Scripture speaks about it. It talks about the human heart, right? And we talk about it all the time, how, you know, our human nature is selfish. And you know, we have a tendency to think about ourselves and our worries, our concerns, our goals, our ambition, and even within the church, right? You know, oh, I want to do this for the church. I want to make sure I got this for that and this and that for the church. And it's all about you and what you want to do. And I think, you know, to live like that consistently is, first of all, it's counterintuitive to our culture, because our culture goes out, tells us, get as much as you can for you. You're the only one that's going to look out for you. You know, you got to take care of yourself. You got to look out for number one, first and foremost, you know. But you know, in the time of Christmas, it is a different time. You know, it's a time where people are thinking about giving, and you know, I've read some one time where, you know, when you see these panhandlers on the street, you know, requesting assistance, they say they make the most money in that Christmas time, because that person who would typically look at it and be like, lazy bum, is now had the heart to be like, man, let me give, right? And to your point, I'm not a big fan of the material giving. I'm not a big fan of, you know, the commercialization of Christmas, you know, and that part of it. But now the more I think about it, it's one of those things like, man, you know what? It may be commercialized, right? And the tangible gifts may be a methodology of a method of what's happening. But if you look at what the process behind it is, it's an act of love.
Yeah.
And as a Christian, I'm never against anything that will promote an act of love, you know. So I know a lot of people who like, it's like these staunch Christians, well, this is a pagan holiday and I don't celebrate it. And I'm like, man, as a Christian, we got to celebrate when people are acting like Jesus, when I walk around and I see all these little versions of Jesus around the world, that's cause for celebration. Now, you know, we want to, you know, we want to talk about how we got to that point, but man, our God can use any circumstance and situation for his will to be done. So when I'm seeing a bunch of little Jesus running around, to me, that's cause for celebration.
Yeah. See, and that's what I'm talking about. Because it's just, I, you know, I, how do I say it? And, you know, I think time is out. You know, we can't, I heard somebody say this. I heard one preacher say, we can't be so heavenly bound that we're no earthly good. And then I heard another preacher say, there's no such thing as being so heavenly bound that you're no earthly good. Right? He didn't agree. But what they both said was we can't be so high-minded that we forget God's people, his creation. Again, some of them we're not going to win over. But we as Christians, you see, and by this being a Christian holiday, we're the ones who need to be an example of Christ. We need to stop looking at the world, the secular world, to be the example of Christ. But when we see it, it's okay to call it out. It's okay to bless it. It's okay to say, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times we as Christians, we want to pull ourselves away from any and everyone that's not like us. And let me see. Did Jesus do that? I mean, did Jesus do that? No, he didn't. So, you know, I want us to know that yes, Jesus is the reason for the season, but there's a lot of love and there's a lot of joy and even unification in the air right now. And I think we definitely should take advantage of that and use the opportunity to introduce people to Christ. Again, Jesus didn't force himself on anybody, so we shouldn't force Christ on anybody. We don't have that authority, but we can make the introduction. And once we make the introduction, I will say it, we've done our part. The rest will be left up to Christ, right? And so that's the beautiful thing to me. And I know we're going to close out here in a few minutes, Jason, but I want to close by saying this. You know, I think that Christian, what it means to me today is this right here. It's a reminder that Jesus, the Son of God, he came to earth for all people, right? And it was symbolized through his visits to the wise men and the shepherds. He was there for everybody. And then I want you to think about this. Think about Mary and Joseph. They both had a strong faith in God. Check this out. Their faith remained strong in God despite all the hardships that they faced. They still remained faithful to God. And so I want to leave everybody with that. You know, that's the meaning of Christmas to me. And I want everybody to understand that that's what it's about. So when you're out picking out that gift for your loved one, do it in love. Do it out of love. When you hand that gift over to a coworker because I had a quote-unquote secret Santa at work, don't bash Santa. Show up with the love of Christ, right? And do what you're asked to do if you participate. If you don't participate, great, but still show the love of Christ. That's what I think the meaning of Christmas is, and that's what it is to me. Jesse, you want to add anything, man?
Yeah, I'll tell you, like, as we talk about this and we discuss it, I think we do, as Christians, we do a disservice when we don't celebrate this time of the year. And as we talked about, you know, what you're seeing this time of year are people acting more and more like Christ. And if that's not cause for celebration, then I don't know how you call yourself a Christian, right? I don't know how you call yourself, you know, a follower of Christ, when all we want to do, and, you know, we talk about in our lives, we just want to be like Christ, and we start seeing people acting like Christ, and now we want to be like, well, I ain't going to celebrate this holiday or this season, you know, because of whatever we want to say. Well, it started out as a pagan ritual, or, you know, the origins and all this other stuff. And I think when we stay so focused on where things came from and the origin of things. We forget about the power of God. He can take whatever we do as human beings, he can take our mess and make miracles. And what is a bigger miracle than to see all these Christ-like behaviors in people who openly say, I don't believe in Jesus. I think he's made up, right? And to see that in people, in the hearts of people who don't even, who will tell you that I don't believe in this person, this Christ that you say it is. And to see that, and to see that him play out in that is something that you, is cause for celebration, you know? And you know, and this discussion has been great for me. It's been a blessing because now I look at Christmas differently. Just over this last 60 minutes that we've been talking, I now look at Christmas differently. And as I speak to my counterparts, I'm going to tell them to look at Christmas differently because it's about that spirit. It's about that selflessness. It's about that soft heart and giving to others, you know, and indulging it. You know, and to your point, be smart about it. Don't try to break the bank. Don't put yourself in a situation that when Christmas is over, now you've got a different worry and concern. But embrace that love. Embrace that environment. Embrace this oneness and the heart of God that's showing up in this time of the year. You know, they always say it's the most wonderful time of the year. And now, you know, the more I think about it, the more it is the most wonderful time of the year. You know, and I can, and that actually kind of, it doesn't become just a Christmas song. It becomes a worship song for me.
Yeah, no doubt. I got to ask, hey, what's your favorite Christmas movie? Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Well, for me, my favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Story with Little Ralphie and his Red Ryder BB gun. That movie
is good.
I don't care how many times I see that movie. It's just the funniest thing I've ever seen. Now, after that, it's A Wonderful Life. That's always a good one.
See, my absolute favorite is just A Wonderful Life. Imagine being in this guy's shoes. And I love the movie simply because I wasn't a really good kid. So it reminds me how I was a brat of a kid growing up. And I wasn't like this guy at all, you know. But what would this world be like if I were not here, had I never been born? And that's where the movie picks up for me. I just absolutely love it. If you don't have a favorite Christmas movie, I'm saying we just gave you two good ones. I know It's a Wonderful Life. Beyond a Shadow of a Doubt is my favorite. I watch it multiple times every year. I'm still looking for some newer, better ones, but I like the old black and white version of It's a Wonderful Life. So with that being said, Sister Kim, if you would, go ahead and prep us up, cue us up on the music. But I want to say to everybody, you know what, just like we say here on Relentless Pursuit Radio, you know, find something you love, chase it, embrace it, and that's your relentless pursuit for the month of December as we celebrate the birth of Christ. Find something you love. That's Christ. Find someone you love. That's any child of God who the Holy Spirit sends you to. Allow the love of Christ to be displayed within you. Go out and share that love. Go out and love on somebody. Because you know what, this is a wonderful season. And just like I'm finding out with one of our business owners, you know, times can get tough, and we don't know if tomorrow is going to be here for us. So let's be relentless and love one another that way. God bless you. God honor you. And we're going to keep on praying. Hope to see you again in the next couple of weeks. God bless you. And we out. Sister Kima, you want to cue our music?
Well, fellas, hey, it's that time of year again. I'm so excited. Listen, let this happen for me. This was a tough year, but we're all here. So let's do a bit for everybody. Holiday season, baby. We're going to have some fun. Let's do this thing, man.
Let's do it big. From us to you.
It's time for us to spread some love. Peace and holiday cheer. special time of the year.
So go and grab your family, friends too. Let's celebrate the baby boy, the same in you. Heaven and earth.